Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tons of stuff to talk about today. A huge weekend for a bunch of promotions. We, of course, had the CMLL anniversary show on Friday night, the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. We had Bellator Dynamite 1 on Saturday night. We had the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view last night. And we got Raw here tonight. So we're going to be talking about all of those shows today on the program. It is also Nitro Week on the WWE Network. They've got a lot of shows planned. I want to talk about Nitro and Eric Bischoff since he's going to be interviewed tonight by JBL immediately after Raw. And also elsewhere this week as well. They're doing a two-part series. So we're going to talk about that. Dallas Page is going to be on the network talking about Nitro as well. I believe doing a countdown. We'll actually read the upcoming schedule for Nitro Week here on the program today. Also talk about what's going on with the booking leading into the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. They announced last night that Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker is in fact going to be headlining Hell in a Cell. So all the talk about that match taking place at WrestleMania, plans change, as they say. And we also got to talk about Sting, who was injured last night at the Night of Champions pay-per-view. We don't have a lot of details, but we'll tell you about what happened in the match, where they may be going with a lot of the storylines, including what's going on with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns and the returning Chris Jericho. So a lot of news coming out of Night of Champions. And we didn't get a chance yesterday to talk much about the other shows of the weekend, including the ROH pay-per-view and particularly the Dynamite show. If anybody has any questions or comments on Dynamite, we can talk about that today as well. So a lot of stuff coming up, everybody. We'll kick it off in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Tonight on NBC, their voice returns with the Blind Auditions.
All right, I just want to say that watching Blake and Adam battle over artists is easily one of the most entertaining things on television.
I know, that's your favorite thing. Then it's the premiere of Blind Spot.
Wait, you got to hear what the critics are saying.
Okay.
Blind Spot is the smartest new show on television and is poised to become the next Blacklist.
Ooh.
Translation, sit down and I'll watch this show.
It looks amazing. Blind Spot premieres after the Blind Auditions on an all-new voice tonight.
On NBC. I mean, come on, where else would it be?
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter ATTACK for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Night of Champions was last night. We went off the air right before it went on the air. And now's our time to wrap up what happened on the show. First thing to talk about, obviously, is what's going on with Sting. And the answer is, we don't really know. Sting suffered an injury last night on the show. He was wrestling Seth Rollins. Actually doing a pretty great job, given he's 56 years old. And they were having a long match. And he was working very hard, and he was clearly starting to get tired. And Seth Rollins ends up giving him the big buckle bomb, and you can see the neck of Sting snap back. And they were going to do a spot, and then they didn't. And there was a moment of hesitation, and then Seth grabbed him, and he started to whip him into the ropes, and Sting just collapsed, just fell down. And so they called the doctor into the ring, and the doctor is examining Sting, and Seth is standing there trying to stall for time. People are chanting, and after about a minute or two, the doctor leaves, and they allowed Sting to continue, and they immediately went to the finish, which was two attempts at a Scorpion Deathlock, and then Seth ends up rolling him up and pinning him, and Sting was immediately taken backstage. Now, the only things we have heard are that Sting suffered some sort of neck injury or spinal injury or something of that nature. There was somebody else that suffered an injury recently, and all they said was that it was a spinal injury. Do you remember who that was, Mike? This was just like 2 months ago.
Tyson?
Tyson Kidd, that's right. And that was a serious, serious, big-time, major surgery-requiring injury. Now, I don't know if that's what happened to Sting. They're not talking about it. And it's a new thing that they're doing where when people get hurt, they're not really announcing what... They used to announce the injury, what happened, prognosis, all of that. And they haven't announced anything. All that they've announced publicly is that Sting suffered an injury. Stay tuned to WWE.com for details. I think part of the issue is... My guess is that there is some concern because the match continued and the injury was apparently serious. But that's really all we know about the situation. I think he was scheduled to be on the show tonight. I don't expect him to be on the show tonight. And really, I don't know if you'll see Sting wrestling again. He's 56, and every time they've had a guy in the ring over the age of 50 that has had any sort of injury, Vince never let that guy wrestle again, even if he could get cleared. So this could have been the end for Sting.
You guys jinxed him. All you guys, they kept talking about how good he looked for 56 and how amazing he was for 56, and all of that is true. And then the angry age gods of the confabulous worlds got together and conspired to break Sting down last night. And he broke down slowly as the match was going on because, well, Seth Rollins is an amazing athlete and physical specimen out there working, being able to do what he does. And Sting is a 56-year-old man. And he got older and slower as the match went on. But it was how he landed, seemingly, on that buckle bomb. I don't think it's Rollins' fault. Sting just landed just where he landed with the position of the corner, the turnbuckle, a little lower than his shoulders, right in the middle of his back, and his head whips back, and he comes forward. And I'll say this, they let him continue on. They decided they can go on and have a finish. But I even though they were doing the whole Scorpion Deathlock thing, and it made sense from a storyline perspective because Seth tapped out the Sting last Monday night with the Scorpion Deathlock, I don't think a roll-up like that where Sting was, you know, in that position with his neck and his back. Look, I don't know what you do. I don't know if you have all heels carry around a small wrench in their boot where if you have a situation like this, in case of glass, you clonk him in the head with it and he just lays down slowly or something like that. Because, you know, hearing about how bad it was and then thinking about him being rolled up there at the end, and maybe, hey, maybe this is just a really nasty stinger or something like that, no pun intended, and he's going to be okay. But if it is the last we see of Sting, it is unfortunate it has to go out that way. But he did a damn good job letting himself be a feather in Seth Rollins' cap. I think we talked about it a little bit last night, although I don't believe anybody could hear it. I think if anybody has a chance to go back and listen to yesterday's show, find something that is legal medicinally in your state and take it and listen to the show. But we talked about Seth Rollins and the possibility of him being a babyface. And last night was a pure babyface performance. We have Kane coming back. This is a little off the topic of Sting, but I think seeing Roman Reigns turn heel, which I've been a proponent of, and Seth Rollins, the beginnings now of him going through the authority members, getting up to Triple H, beginning a turn and having that happen to correlate with the turn of Roman Reigns, I think would be a good idea. I'm not saying either one of those things is a lock to happen. I just believe that they should. And if you look at last night's show and some of the ways it was laid out, that was most certainly the case when it came to Seth Rollins.
So that's the Sting issue right there. And we've also got, first off, there's a bunch of announcements from the show last night. We've got the Brock Lesnar announcement for Undertaker at the Hell in a Cell show.
What the hell was that?
Well, here's what happened.
I thought I like missed a moment of lucidity when they decided, hey, we got this commercial going on, and I thought it was going to be about Madison Square Garden, and all of a sudden...
Well, it was, among other things.
But Brock Taker 3.
Well, I don't know why they did it the way they did it. It was really weird. I was baffled. I was watching with Vinny. He was baffled. They cut to the announcers. They were baffled. Everybody was baffled. I know that a few weeks ago, I was told 3 weeks ago, they changed a bunch of plans for WrestleMania. Now, I don't know what they were. I don't know what the original plans were. But clearly, one of the ideas was they're not going to be doing Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker at Mania. Or maybe they are. I don't know why they would do a fourth match. It doesn't make any sense to me. So all I could figure was, well, maybe they're doing another match. Maybe they've got another plan for Brock. Maybe they've got another plan for Undertaker. I don't know what it is. But they're moving that match to the Hell in a Cell show. And this announcement was made prior to Sting getting hurt. Now, I don't know if they were really considering doing Undertaker versus Sting. Maybe they were. Maybe Sting was in such good shape that they decided, okay, well, let's keep going. Maybe the feeling was that Undertaker really was going to do his retirement match at WrestleMania. But Undertaker came out of the, and this was about 3 weeks ago, maybe Undertaker came out of the match with Brock Lesnar and was banged up but feeling good and decided, I don't want to retire this year. I'm going to go for a few more years. And they thought, well, let's do something different with both of you at Mania then. I don't know what the idea is. I don't know why they announced it the way that they did. But yes, Undertaker and Brock Lesnar is the main event of Hell in a Cell. And that also means, as a tie-in, that you don't need a strong world title match. So therefore, it appears the direction they're going for the world title is Seth Rollins versus Kane. Who has new gear? Just not the gear we bought him.
That's exactly right. And I'm okay with that. I really am, because I'm looking at Seth Rollins as the year goes on, going into WrestleMania next year. It kind of is this progression of Seth Rollins is happening. You know he is going to butt heads with the authority. Kane had to come back in some sort of way. Here it is. You had to get, some sort of out possibly with Sheamus, because that was talked up a lot, and they made sure to shove Sheamus down everybody's throats last night as being a threat to that title. I'm fine with it. I really, really am. And again, with all the other stuff going on, we can marvel with Seth Rollins' athleticism. This is probably going to be another feud that, you could give him a clean victory here, but he's probably not going to have one. I could see him going up against the Big Show later on, this year, before you get into whatever is going to be bigger at Royal Rumble, even possibly Triple H. I don't know. But, Rock, who knows about Rock at WrestleMania next year? You still could have Rock and Triple H. But if you don't get The Rock, or if you want him to be against Brock, then why not Triple H and Rollins?
We had to break, everybody. Back in a moment with more Night of Champions, as well as Fallout from the Weekend. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll take phone calls in the final segment, so if you're dialing in right now, take a break. Final segment, we'll take them. Any thoughts on the weekend that you might have? A lot of notes coming from the pay-per-view. John Cena obviously is noted as the U.S. champion. I guess the U.S. title open challenge will be back on Raw tonight. Beat Seth Rollins clean in the middle. And by the way, this is not official from WWE. Nobody from the company has told me this. But it is the impression I've gotten from watching the show, and other people have brought this to my attention as well. It appears that they have realized that all of these John Cena Open challenges and pay-per-view title matches on pay-per-views, the pendulum has swung too far in the direction of kicking out of finishes. If you watched the show last night, I don't think there was one finish that was kicked out of on the entire show. A lot of guys didn't even hit their finishes. When John Cena hit the AA, the match was over. When there was no kick out of the pedigree, there was no kick out of anything on the show. I think that they have realized that they've done one too many near fall kickouts or finisher kickouts, and now they're going back the other direction, which is probably a good idea, because if you watch the match, John Cena hit an AA on Seth Rollins after they'd gone about 20 minutes, and people did not buy that as a finish. They were shocked when the match was over. Now, realistically, a man hitting his finish, there's a reason it's called a finish. It's supposed to be the end. So I guess it's something to monitor, because I first noticed it in the opener when they did the IC title match, and Kevin Owens and Ryback are doing their match. It's a championship match, and Kevin Owens rakes his eyes, rolls him up, and pins him. And I thought, what? Nobody kicked out of the press powerbomb? Nobody kicked out of the shell shock? In fact, that didn't happen. And as noted, all up and down the show, nobody kicked out of anybody's finish. So I think that they've decided it's time to reel everything back in. And then when the time comes, like WrestleMania, guys can start kicking out of finishes again. But
take that, you indie geeks. And really,
it's not even indie
way,
geeks. It's themselves. It's
I'm
John Cena.
Saying. I know, but you know what they were. They, in their own weird way, they were trying to mimic, I think, some of the stuff taking place in Japan and some of the buzz on the indies and things like that. And okay, great. But there is a reason that you don't kick out of a lot of things and you don't overdo it and you don't, after 2 minutes of a wrestling match, start going into your near fall series, which all of those Cena matches were starting to fall into. And a lot of them were great. And I think the response to that had them, you know, continuing to do it. And Cena was doing some good stuff. But yeah, it does become too formulaic and it doesn't get the response that you want. So good. I am happy that they're pulling back on it. Another example of that would be the somewhat abrupt ending to Charlotte and Nikki Bella last night, where there was not Alicia Fox running in. There was not a struggle to get to the ropes. There wasn't this. There wasn't that.
It was couldn't just have anybody run in.
Well, that's true. But I mean, at least, you know, there's something where there was a distraction of the referee, and then he was looking the other way, and none of that. It was just when it was time, Nikki tapped out. Now, the match, I don't think, was very good, but it was still, you know, it was relatively anticlimactic anyway because of what took place on Monday with the rules that were set up. You knew she was losing the belt, or you were going to have either Paige or Becky or both of them turn on Charlotte. Well, you end up getting Charlotte win the belt, and you get the tension afterwards from Paige and from Becky with Charlotte. So mission accomplished, and good. We get to go on with this now, and we get to see what comes next.
Look at the world we live in. First off, I thought that was a pretty good match. Not a great match, but per women's standards, as I've noted, whenever the women work over a body part, the match is always better. Shocking that you put some psychology and storytelling into a match and it's better.
The Bellas are the new Ole and Gene Anderson,
hey,
I guess, right?
That's right. Although, the story was they worked over Charlotte's leg the whole time, but the finish was Nikki submitting to a leg hold. But anyway,
does Greg Valentine have a daughter that Charlotte can team up with so he can get Valentine and Flair against the new Andersons?
Yeah, Valentina Valentine. Never heard of her?
No. Is she on the WWE roster?
I made that up.
Well, you could be. What's your girl's name in NXT with all the muscles there?
I don't know who you're talking about.
The silver hair.
The one with the lips?
Yes. Whatever her name is. Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke, yeah.
They could be Dana Brooke's new name on the roster.
Sure. Valentina Valentine. But anyway, what was I saying about this? Oh, yeah. The world we live in, where Charlotte puts her finishing move on and Nikki taps, and people are surprised. Time to reel things back in. But yeah, Charlotte is the new Divas Champion. She broke the record 301 days for Nikki Bella. Nikki did break AJ's record, but ended up losing the title, so shouldn't have come as a surprise really to anybody. And then we had the Wyatts against Rain Ambrose and the Mystery Partner. The Mystery Partner ends up being Chris Jericho, who appears to be back as a regular. He appears to be turning heel. Funny, because I watched it last night, and Chris Jericho is the Mystery Partner, And Roman Reigns is running wild on Braun Strowman at the end of the match. He hits him with a spear. He's setting up for a second spear, which would surely be the end. And Chris Jericho does the blind tag. And Chris Jericho gets into the ring, and he ends up getting submitted. So, Chris Jericho's angry afterwards. He was the mystery partner. He let everybody down. He shoulder checks the baby faces, and he walks away. Now, when I watched it, my initial thought was, this has got to be some sort of swerve in the sense that, I mean, this Roman Reigns guy, in storyline, this babyface thing is not working out well for this guy. All of his buddies screw up right and left. Dean Ambrose screwed up, and he got his family involved, and his family got killed. Randy Orton tried to get involved. Randy Orton got killed. They choose Chris Jericho for a mystery partner. Chris Jericho steals his tag, gets killed. In storyline, if I were Roman Reigns, I'd turn heel. I'd be like, screw all you idiots. I'm going out on my own right now. So I thought maybe the whole thing is they're teasing that Jericho is going to turn so that we'll be all surprised when Roman Reigns turns. Well, maybe that's what's going to happen, but the impression I was given today was it's probably just going to be Chris Jericho's turning heel. I think we're going to get the rematch tonight. I think we're going to get the heel turn. I guess we'll find out. And I guess Jericho's back through Royal Rumble and WrestleMania because no other reason to get him involved in an angle and do a heel turn if he's just going to be a house show guy.
Well, think about some of the other advantages you would get out of that. You get Ambrose wrestling a guy you know they'll have good matches together. You get Roman Reigns with a pro if you decide to go in that direction. It continues to help Roman Reigns out by working with somebody such as Jericho in the ring. And what it could also do is, because we have some time, and again, like I am a proponent of turning Roman Reigns heel, Jericho could turn heel now. He could somehow screw as these things go on for as long as Chris Jericho is there. Let's say it's 8 weeks, okay, or 6 weeks. For that entire 6 weeks, or 8 weeks, two pay-per-views, 2 months, he could be a complete thorn in Roman Reigns' side. But he's good enough by the end of the feud, if he wanted to go in this direction, even if he was a full-blown heel, to turn back face again and do things and subtle enough and turn Roman Reigns, basically, you know, you have him turning in the other direction. And even if you don't go a full turn with Roman Reigns at that point, you can plant more seeds into him being upset of being screwed out of things or he's coming up short in things because he's too nice or having somebody, you know, interfere that screws something up, which Chris Jericho did last night. And you could tell a story between those two guys that would further help Roman Reigns. And I think that's the bottom line to all of this. You know, Dean Ambrose, too, but to a lesser extent him, that the involvement between Chris Jericho and Roman Reigns, I can already see people just, you know, turning their noses up at the feud. And it probably won't be anything special with some of the other stuff that's taking place, you know, on Raw. But it still helps Roman Reigns going forward, which I think is probably the best use of Chris Jericho being there would be helping somebody along. Roman Reigns could certainly use it.
So I guess we're going to find out the fallout for all of this on Raw tonight. The only other finishes we haven't talked about, we had the expected finish in the Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler match, which was that Summer Rae got angry. She threw a shoe at the referee, but the referee moved and the shoe hit her man Rusev. Rusev ended up being hit with a zigzag and pinned. So the big question is, did she mean to screw Rusev or not? So a very, very good finish there that plays into the storyline.
Figuratively, not literally.
That's right. Maybe both. Dudleys did not win the tag team titles for the 10th time. DQ finish, which was a lame finish. But given that the show was all about the championship advantage, and how this immediately preceded the Nikki Bella match where she could not use the championship advantage. At least it played into the storyline of the show, so I don't really have a problem with that. And those are the matches, everybody. So when we come back, we're going to be opening up the phone lines, but I have some more things I want to talk about before we get to the phone. So if you call, be ready to wait for a while. This is Nitro Week on the WWE Network. Eric Bischoff's going to be doing some interviews. They've got a lot of other programming. I want to talk about that programming, and I want to talk about Eric Bischoff, and I want to talk about Nitro. So we're going to talk about that after the break. And we've also got a little bit of other news, including a movie that apparently CM Punk and AJ Lee are going to be in. We can talk about that on the show today. And Ring of Honor has signed a new television deal. They will be airing in France for at least the next 6 months. And they've got some other U.S. TV deals as well. So ROH continues to grow. We can talk about that after the break and all of the other news. The phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. All of the other numbers available at WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
It's fall, and there's plenty of outdoor entertaining left to do, starting at the Home Depot. With everything you need to spice up your backyard, frame your yard with a new fence, enjoy the cool, crisp air on a cool, new deck. From small upgrades like railing and lighting to a whole new outdoor living area, now's the time to give the backyard an upgrade. Let's do this. Get the best prices on decking and fencing now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say croissant sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Bonsanto to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Bonsanto for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to go to the phones here in a moment, but first off, it is Nitro Week on the WWE Network. Tonight after Raw, immediately following Raw, a new show, Legends, with JBL. He is going to be interviewing Eric Bischoff. On Tuesday, Monday Nitro Top 10 with Diamond Dallas Page, talking about the Top 10 moments. Eric Bischoff is back Wednesday with his Top 10 moments. We got Legends with JBL, Eric Bischoff Part 2, Thursday after SmackDown. And in fact, they've added 100 new hours of WCW Monday Nitro to the archives. So for those of you that are big fans of Nitro, you can check it out. Now, I know that the impression I got was that Eric Bischoff wanted to do the Stone Cold podcast. And I guess they figured, well, we ain't going to give you the Stone Cold podcast, buddy, but we'll give it JBL. So he's going to get on there, and I'm sure that he wants to talk about this revisionist history that WCW or WWE has espoused on the WWE network. And I got to say something for Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff made a lot of big mistakes at the end and in the middle of his run in WCW. However, he has been treated unfairly in terms of the way that WWE has talked about the history of Monday Nitro. And WWE's explanations for why they were losing the war, Eric Bischoff had all this money and Ted Turner had all this money and all they did was steal all of WWE's superstars and this and that. I have been watching Nitro. We are now at the 20-year anniversary of the debut of Nitro. 20 years and 2 weeks or so. And we started actually a year ago. And we have been reviewing Nitro every single week on the Brian and Vinny Show. 19 years ago this week. We'll do another one tomorrow. So it's not exactly 20 years, but it is to the week. So this week we'll be doing whatever show aired on the 20th of September of 1996. And after watching this show for a year, and we're now watching the Monday Night Raws as well that ran head-to-head with Nitro, let me tell you something that's a fact. Nitro was so much better than Raw in 1996. Blew it away! Not even close. If you're wondering why at the beginning Nitro was beating Raw, it wasn't because of, and obviously Nitro did steal Hall and Nash and a lot of the other stars as well, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was that the WWE Raw show was terrible and the WCW Nitro show was great. And the NWO storyline that they were doing, and keep in mind, as much as people want to talk about how they stole stars and everything like that, let's think about who they stole. They stole Diesel, who was the worst drawing WWE champion of an entire era. And they stole Razor Ramon, who had been a mid-carder at the time. It wasn't like they stole Shawn Michaels or the biggest stars that they hadn't gutted WWE. They took two guys, one of whom had failed on top and one of whom hadn't even been on top. And they created a storyline that turned them into megastars. And it's funny because you look back and in hindsight, and part of it is hindsight and part of it is that I'm now 40 and I'm not a teenager anymore. But my God, was the NWO were a bunch of geeks. But it was a great, great storyline. The storyline with Sting and Luger and the Invasion, it was awesome. And so I hope Eric Bischoff gets a chance to talk about that storyline and talk about how for a while there, he really did know what he was doing.
Oh, he absolutely did. And even though, well, he did, and there were other people there that helped him out with doing things. If nothing else on Nitro, you knew what you were going to get as far as an eclectic feel. You were going to get Hall and Nash. You were going to get a match that you didn't understand why it was on there. It would be like Joe Gomez and Craig Pittman. But then you'd get like Dean Malenko against somebody doing moves you've never seen before. And then you'd see, you know, there was just so much random stuff on it. And as somebody that was a more of a NWA fan than I was a WWF fan, to see this change take place, and yeah, I hated the fact that Jim Duggan had come in and some guys had come in and guys like Steve Austin had left because I liked those guys. But, you know, as a NWA fan, it felt kind of good to see changes actually taking place that seemed to be going in a positive direction. And the NWO was geeky in retrospect with some of the films that they did and some of the stuff that they did. But that's what it was about. It was about being obnoxious. It was about being, you know, again, older wrestling fans that were older NWA fans that they grew up on their Channel 17 Georgia Championship Wrestling, they hated it. But the NWO, I mean, I fell into hating it. And I was a relatively smart wrestling fan. I didn't subscribe to newsletters or any of that stuff, but I heard radio shows and, you know, stayed, you know, on the cusp of being inside. And this is before the internet, you know, truly blew up or anything like that. But it was like they wanted to bury the older stuff. Here was the new NWO. They were killing tradition. They were, you know, which was, it's what it was all about. And things were changing and they latched onto that and they beat it into the ground and it was over the top. But it was, you know, them along with ECW, along with just all of the other culture change that was taking place, you know, one of, if not the most important in wrestling history. I mean, you have, you know, from just in the last, you know, say 75 years, you've had some big moments, you know, some big revolutions. There was the dawning of TV and the age of Gorgeous George and Lou Thesz, and then that kind of faded. And then 30 years after that, a little less than that, maybe, give or take a few years, you got the big boom of the mid-80s and the WWF taking things national and their takeover and how things went. And then you had the Monday Night Wars era, and it took two to tango, and it wasn't just WWE being, you know, pressed by the government because they were unfairly going after Vince McMahon for steroids and it sucked away all of the money. And then Ted Turner came in and spent his money to keep beating the poor WWE. Like you said, there was some bad stuff going on. There was some good stuff. You got Shawn Michaels and, you know, at times WWF would have a better Big Show feel, but up and down the cards, it wasn't even close. And again, a lot of revisionist history. That's what WWE is all about. It'll be interesting to see how much Eric Bischoff's able to even talk about or how much he pushes things. But I'll just stick to the book that you wrote about it, and I'll be completely fine with that.
First time caller line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Steve from upstate New York.
Yes, Dean.
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
First off, I just wanted to say I love what you guys are doing with the radio show. I just graduated from a radio school myself, so I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. As far as last night at Night of Champions, I'm wondering what you guys think with the way the match ended with Chris Jericho kind of screwing over Dean and Roman with the finish. It almost seems like they're trying to drive a wedge between Roman and Dean, maybe to split them up, maybe get them back into singles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to thank you very much for the call. They're very, very clearly going to split them up eventually. I don't know if it's going to be soon, but I mean, dating back to all of the wacky things they did where, oh, we're best friends. Oh, we're the best buddies. Oh, we love each other. Someone
His pal,
is screwing.
Michael Cole called Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns' pal.
That's right.
Who says that?
Doom is coming, although it might not be tonight. I think,
buddy,
I got plenty of time. I wouldn't be surprised. Honest to God, I would not be surprised if one of the main events at WrestleMania was Roman versus Seth versus Dean. Maybe for a title. The Shield all facing each other at Mania. That wouldn't surprise me one bit, but eventually this breakup is coming. Travis in Southern Illinois, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian and Mike, I just want to say thanks for everything you guys do. Really enjoy your shows. And I wanted to, about Chris Jericho, I'm excited that he's back. But if they're going to try to turn him heel, I can't imagine the fans getting behind Roman Reigns against Chris Jericho, I guess. And
I think it's going to be Jericho versus Dean Ambrose, it looks like.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Roman's going to fit into this, but that was the last I heard.
Okay, and then my second part was with Sting. I hope that isn't the last we see of him because, to me, it's kind of. I mean, I see him and Seth Rollins. I'm sure you know that was a great match and everything. But to me, I think the match everybody wants to see was Sting and Undertaker. And you know, when you put Sting at 56 years old, getting powerbombed into a turnbuckle, probably not the greatest idea. What do you guys think? Thanks.
Twice, well, by the way.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I am skeptical. Vince never wanted to do that match. I mean, the fans after WrestleMania this year, the Raw after WrestleMania, everybody was chanting for Undertaker and Sting. And Vince still, he just didn't want to do it. And I don't think he ever wanted to do it. And even if Sting hadn't gotten hurt last night, I don't think he was going to do it. So I think it's just the dream match we're never going to see. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes,
Ryan. My question is, I recently talked to Eric Bischoff about 3 weeks ago. He claimed he never tried to
find the Undertaker. Why are you talking so fast?
Because he knows I'm going to cut him off. You were talking to Bischoff and what?
He said he was never to sign The Undertaker or talk to The Undertaker about coming to WCW because he thought The Undertaker was too loyal of a wrestler. Do you think Eric Bischoff is just trying to stay on good terms with WWE, or do you think he possibly talked to The Undertaker while he was under contract with WWF?
I don't think. I want to thank you very much for the call. Pertinent question there. I don't think Eric Bischoff ever really talked to The Undertaker. And if he did, I don't think he got much of a response. I mean, Eric Bischoff, trust me, Eric Bischoff, when he's on JBL's show tonight and Thursday or whatever it is, he's going to be critical of WWE and the things they did during the Monday Night Wars. It's been 20 years. I mean, both sides at this point have admitted times where they, I don't know if contract tampering is officially the term to use, but they spoke through intermediaries, and I'm sure if it happened, Bischoff would have talked about it. So I actually believe Eric when he says that.
Sammy, happens in all businesses, happens in all sports, by the way.
That's right. Sammy, New Jersey, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Do you have a secret name for what I like to call the Four Horse Boys of Wrestling Observer, me, Ed, Ryan, and John? It seems hijacked.
You don't want to hear it.
You said what?
You don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. Okay, that's fine.
You're not considered one of the horsemen. Don't worry.
Okay. I do try to offer some insight. Like, if you had, like, Jay Lethal and Roderick Strong last week, and everything Jay Lethal says about his father is 100% true. He literally was there from day one, every day. And that is an advice to all parents and future parents out there. Even if you don't completely agree with your child's philosophies in life, as long as they're not dangerous, supporting them can only be helpful.
That's right. As a future father.
I thought the show was good last night, the pay-per-view. It had its, you know, ups and downs. And early on, I had this realization like, oh, crap, I'm paying for $10 a month for a three-hour Raw that has less talking. But as it went on, it got better. And Seth Rollins deserves a lot of credit for what he did. And Sting, a terrible situation. And I was most scared from that table bump. With the no monitors move just out of, this is one of the craziest table bumps of all time, I'd say. That was the one that Sting took. It was shocking. And
I don't know if I'd call it the craziest of all time, but let me say one thing here. We're running low on time.
Sure.
I want to thank you for this call, but I got to say one thing about Seth. This dude's awesome. Seth Rollins did two matches back to back, and when Sting got hurt, and Seth Rollins was out of character. I mean, he was still yelling at the crowd and everything like that. But for a moment, he was taken out of the match because his friend got hurt in the course of this match. And at that moment, you could see this dude wasn't even tired. He wasn't even breathing hard. He was ready to go all night long. And after they let Sting come back, he protected that guy like a king. Seth Rollins is awesome. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every single day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. If you're hearing the show for the first time, or if you're not, spread the word to all of your wrestling fans. Every day, live and free, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. You can hear us all over the place. Online, WrestlingObserver.com. You can hear us live on TuneIn Radio. You can hear us live on iHeartRadio. You can stream it in your car. All Sports Byline USA affiliates, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And we replay every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. So there will be a replay coming up later today at 5 p.m. And of course, if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, don't worry about any of that. Just download it in about 3 minutes. It goes up immediately after the show goes off the air for subscribers. Commercial free. So sign up to WrestlingObserver.com not only to get all of these downloads, but all of the bonus shows we do. I did 4 shows yesterday. 4 shows! And we got 7,000-plus shows in the archives. So sign up today to WrestlingObserver.com, and you'll never miss a moment of great wrestling audio action. We're going to be back with 2 more shows today. I've got a Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler, who, by the way, is going to be so overjoyed, UFC fighter Filthy Tom, that his main man, Kane, appears to be in the title picture. So we're going to talk about that. Dave Meltzer and I will be back later on tonight with a full recap of Raw. We'll talk all of the news. We'll do more mailbag questions to mailbag at WrestlingObserver.com. All of this available only for subsubscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. It's $10.99 a month, $9.99 if you sign up for a year or more. And I swear, if you like this show, you will love your subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. So check it out, everybody. Mike and I will be back tomorrow with more. I want to thank everybody for listening and calling. All of the folks at Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.